From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Nutrien, the world's largest fertilizer producer, says Russia's invasion of Ukraine could result in prolonged disruptions of fertilizer supplies. In a report from Reuters, interim CEO Ken Seitz said Nutrien will boost potash production if it sees sustained supply problems in Russia and Belarus. AgriMarketing.com reports Nutrien expects to sell up to 14.3 million metric tons of potash this year, its most ever, and is considering further expansion. Wheat prices continue to climb as the Russia invasion of Ukraine continues. Rabobank analyst Stephen Nicholson says the world's biggest wheat buyers may need to reconsider whether they'll continue buying grain from the Black Sea region. The Hagstrom Report says buyers may turn to other suppliers like the U.S., Argentina, and Europe. With the ongoing acreage battle between corn and soybeans in the U.S., Nicholson says we'll have to see what the war does to the number of U.S. wheat acres. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service is conducting the 2021 Organic Survey to gather new data on certified organic crops and livestock commodities. USDA says the effort is critical to help determine the economic impact of certified organic agriculture production. NASS is mailing the survey to all known certified organic farms and ranches. Participants should respond by April 4th and can return their questionnaires by mail or complete them online. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.